3. It was nighttime in the mailroom, but in the mailroom, wasn't it always night? That's how it felt to Nelson, and it made his blood boil, or whatever passed for blood in his undead veins and arteries. The funny thing about being dead and still on the payroll was that he didn't feel all that different from when he'd been alive. Sure, he couldn't get drunk anymore, and his mind wandered into homicidal rage territory a bit more frequently, but for the most part, it was everyone else who was different. Basically, as a mailroom mook, the lowest of the low, even by mook standards, you could get away with murder, so to speak. Someone knocked on the door of Nelson's dismal broom closet of an office.
"Excuse me, sir."
Nelson looked up to see Fred McLeod, a mook who'd spent nearly a decade down in the dungeon-like mailroom without a promotion, commendation, gold star, pat on the head, or any tangible recognition at all. All of that made him the best second-in-command that Nelson could hope for.
"What is it, Fred?"
said Nelson, in a voice the DOPS, "So Now You're a Manager" manual called Supportive Indeterminateness. The manual defined SI as encouraging without actually committing to any statement, situation, or idea ever. SI is especially useful to managers of departments consisting of any sentient being, living or undead. Neither is to be trusted, ever. Hence, commitmentless encouragement. McLeod went on.
"This memo addressed to Ellis on the 7th floor is 2 days old, but I found it in the hold box."
Nelson took the memo and pretended to look it over. He didn't have to read it. He'd already done that and had slipped it into the hold box himself. God knows what bizarre line of inquiry led McLeod to finding it. Statistically, it was about as likely as a wildebeest writing a paper on a new fusion reactor design, building the reactor, and then running it with a team of other wildebeests.
"Don't worry about it, Fred," said Nelson brightly. "Ellis has come down with a case of the demon, so we're putting aside some of the less important correspondence until he's shipshape again."
McLeod smiled as brightly as Nelson had spoken.
"Got it. Thanks for the heads up," he said.